watch Dragon's Den?
Yeah.
Yeah? Right. Anybody known the Scottish guy in Dragon's Den? No? Well, who said they watched it? You got it?
What's his name?
Duncan Bannatyne.
Duncan Bannatyne, okay. Before I came into the Department of Business, I worked with Duncan Bannatyne. I helped develop three of his businesses. I set up one of the businesses in Whitby. So I knew a little bit about entrepreneurship, how difficult it is, what a challenge it is, and also how rewarding it is. And what I want to do in government as the new Minister for Enterprise is to help pass some of that on. And that's the theme of this particular week, pass it on. Because this week is Global Entrepreneurship Week. In 115 different countries, there are events like this week. In our own country, there are 3,000 events up and down Britain involving nearly 300,000 people coming together for a whole week and sitting and talking about enterprise and entrepreneurship. This is the third event I've spoken at this morning, and we've got others running right through the week. And what we want to do in government is pass on practical help and support needed by individuals, early startups who are considering getting into business. So today's event is all about giving practical help and driving forward entrepreneurship. We want as a government to make this country the best and easiest place in the world to set up and to grow a business. And we want to make the next 10 years the most entrepreneurial and dynamic in Britain's history. Now it's you, young people, who are a critical part of that vision. Harnessing the enthusiasm, the energy, the potential of young people of today is inextricably linked with our long-term economic success. If we're to create the jobs we need for our young people, for the next generation, we're to build the wealth we need to pay for our public services, then we need to harness all the energy and enthusiasm of young people in this country to get on and help build businesses for the future. So it's absolutely vital that in colleges like this, that young people realise that you have the option. You have the option to be enterprising, to create a job for yourself, and eventually a job for other people. So by encouraging more young people to go into business, we'll be making a major contribution to helping this country grow and prosper. Now, small businesses are a vital part of our economy. Almost half of total private sector output is accounted for by small and medium-sized enterprises. Over 60% of the jobs in the private sector are with small companies. And since the year 2000, over the last 12 years, the increase in business in the United Kingdom has been entirely driven by small and medium-sized companies. So, working with young people to increase their enterprising ambition will help us make the next generation the most entrepreneurial generation ever. Now, while the proportion of the working age population involved in starting a business in Britain compares favourably with many of our international competitors, levels of enterprise ambition compare less favourably. The evidence shows that addressing the ambition gap requires early intervention to provide young people with hands-on enterprise experience. That's why we want to encourage an entrepreneurial mindset and building ambition in young people through initiatives in schools, in colleges and universities, creating a continuous journey of enterprise learning throughout all tiers of education. In further education, we're promoting enterprise education through a range of different activities. Today, the government is announcing pump priming support of £1.1 million over the next 3 years for the Entrepreneurs and Education Programme that we're launching today. And I'm particularly grateful to Lewisham and Southwark College's participation in this initiative and for hosting this event. What is this programme? It will coral and reinforce activities across a number of partner organisations and build greater engagement between industry and further education institutions. By driving enterprise learning through the ecosystem of interdependent activities in colleges, it will help create an entrepreneurial culture that drives forward both student and institutional engagement in enterprise. This programme is targeted at over 100 colleges and universities over the next 3 years, and will promote the entrepreneurial approach through a series of entrepreneurial challenge and entrepreneurial impact events. Those will target over 10,000 staff as well as students in those colleges. And we'll be doing this with a large number of partners: the National Association of College and University Entrepreneurs, the National Centre for Entrepreneurship and Education, the Association of Colleges, Enterprise Educators UK, and so on. Working together, this programme and its partners will drive forward enterprise best practice in college and university leadership. We'll promote the importance of entrepreneurial outcomes and the way in which we commercialise research. And it will place enterprise societies in each college at the heart of institutional strategy for engaging entrepreneurship. In conclusion, the world into which you're now going out is changing. When I left college, it was everybody's ambition to join a company and then expect to stay with that company for the next 30 or 40 years. That isn't the picture anymore. Innovation and growth are essential for rebuilding our economy. Increasing the capacity for entrepreneurship is essential to that, and colleges have to play a key part in it. They can drive enterprise and student self-employment ambition. These are the things that should be crucial outcomes for colleges. I wish everybody connected with this programme every success to drive forward change and to help make this country a world leader in enterprise. Thank you. Now, I want you to hear from somebody who really is a full-time entrepreneur, who's done it far more often than almost anybody else in this country. He's a serial entrepreneur. He's live from Dragon's Den, Doug Griffin.
Good morning. Come on. One more try. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. I need that kind of feedback. Right, so who here is a student? Raise your hand. No, not everyone. Never assume. You have no idea who's in the room. Right, so let me tell you a bit about what gets me here today. And I shall, to some degree, echo some of the minister's comments. A number of years ago, a study was done in the United States, and what the study did is it looked at what businesses contribute what. It looked at large companies, it looked at small companies, it looked at old companies, it looked at young companies. It was the largest study ever done anywhere in the world. It took 20 years. And over 20 years, two interesting things emerged. One, that almost all new sustainable jobs came from a very small percentages of all businesses. And almost all new growth in the economy came from the same set of businesses. The businesses weren't large businesses or small businesses. They were young businesses. Young businesses means entrepreneurially led businesses. Why does that matter? We live in a very civil society. We're quite fortunate. I spent last week teaching for the whole week in Abuja in Nigeria, which is one of the fastest growing countries in the world. And it's a really interesting country. There's a lot going on there. But it's also a country that faces far many more challenges than we face here. But they know something we don't. And they're benefiting from the thing that we don't necessarily see. And what they're benefiting from is an almost complete entrepreneurial culture. Everybody in Nigeria, by necessity or choice, and sometimes it's necessity, is an entrepreneur. It's interesting. And it's interesting teaching there, because there is opportunity everywhere. I can honestly say I now know more about snail farms than I ever expected to know. I may end up becoming an investor in a snail farm someday. I don't like snails, but you never know. Having said that, what they've got, what they understand, the thing they appreciate, and the thing that we are coming to appreciate again, is that the young companies, the companies that have recently been formed over the last year or 2 years, throw off this benefit. Why is that important? Well, let's think about the benefits we enjoy as a civil society. We have police, we have education, we have streets that work and lights that work. All of that comes largely from the largesse of distribution of money from the government. And the money that the government gets in turn comes from the taxes that ordinary citizens and ordinary businesses pay. All makes perfect sense. It's the way things should work. But where does new money come from? If everything were to just stay the same, there would be no new money. There would be no growth. There are only two ways to grow things. Either we put more people into work, or we make the people who are already in the work more productive. They do more. Either the same do more, or the more do something. Those are our only two choices. Therefore, we need more jobs, and we need more productivity. And those two things, historically, have come from one small group of young companies that grow fast. Therefore, if we want to have a continually wealthy economy, if we want to enjoy the benefits of the future, given how big an economy we are, and the UK is a big economy, it's one of the top five or six economies in the world, then we need to do a lot of anything to move that dial. Therefore, we need a lot of entrepreneurs. Therefore, we need you. This is why entrepreneurship is important, is because it drives everything. It drives all of our growth, it drives the money we have, it drives the free health we enjoy, it drives living in a civilized society. Problem with that is, the challenge is to be a successful entrepreneur, you can't just go to school and learn. You can't just expect to get a job. And in fact, it's the changing nature of society. If you're the age most of you are, if you're young right now, you have one huge advantage and you have one huge challenge. You have the advantage of being a digital native. You have grown up with the internet pumping stuff through with mobile devices in your pocket. I don't know how you exist without them. I managed somehow, I wonder myself these days, how I managed to exist without them, but somehow I did because I'm old enough to have spent the majority of my life pre-internet. Picture the world without the internet right now, and picture the world without a mobile phone. I mean, how would 1.1 billion of us communicate via Facebook? How many here spend at least a minute a day on Facebook? Raise your hand. Come on, be honest. I said a minute, that's all of you. None of you raise your hands. You're just telling stories at this point. Instagram, fine. At least we know what you're about. The only point is that you have an advantage. For you, the internet and mobile phones and the web are part of, you understand that intuitively. And that's a wonderful advantage. The challenge you have is that the world that's coming does not permit you just to go out and seek a job in the future. You will have to take control of your own destiny. You are going to have to make decisions that no prior generation has ever made before. What do I mean by taking control of your destiny? What I mean is that as you go out into the world, you're going to have a desire, you're going to have an aspiration, something you want to achieve. In order to achieve that aspiration, you're probably going to have to figure out how to hire yourself. Even if you get a job, and if you take a job, it is not enough merely to have a job. The job you get is being run by somebody, a boss, whose challenges are just as great as yours right now, and what he or she needs are not merely employees, but employees who understand how the business itself runs so that they can help figure out how that business survives and prospers. Therefore, it's in your core self-interest to know how businesses start and run. Because people who walk into my businesses, who understand the shape of business itself, are far more productive for me than people who walk in, no matter how eager they are, and no matter how much they want to work for me, and no matter how good an employee they are, if they don't understand how business works. Now, there are people out there who will claim that you're either born an entrepreneur or not. Some of my co-dragons believe this nonsense. I certainly wouldn't name names, Theo Fiennes, Peter Jones. They even revel in the fact that they dropped out of school early. Now, they're both very accomplished gentlemen. I have a lot of respect for both of them, except for the fact that they're wrong. You can quote me. They're wrong in that sense. You don't drop, dropping out of school is not, was not what made them successful. They were successful despite it. They overcame that and were successful. That's a credit to them. They don't think of it that way. They think they were born entrepreneurs. You're not born an entrepreneur, you're born a baby. Everything else is learned. I can't teach you to have passion. I can't teach you to have resilience. I can't teach you to be the kind of person that dusts themselves off after they've been knocked back and stand back up and do something. But bear in mind, those qualities are not just the predicate for entrepreneurship. They're not the qualities that just make you a successful entrepreneur. They're the qualities that make you a successful person. You want to be a great violinist? You need to have persistence. You need to have passion. You need to have resilience. You want to be a great scientist? You need the same things. It's not the exclusive province of entrepreneurship to have qualities like that, and therefore it has nothing to do with entrepreneurship. Everything else can be taught. There is no one in this room I could not teach how to start a successful business. Period. Sorry, I'll speak English. Full stop. There isn't. Any one of you can start a successful business. Moreover, whether you want to start a successful business or not, whether you work for someone else or not, you now have the obligation of needing to know it one way or another. What gets me here is the fact that we sometimes forget, as a nation, how important the college system is in this nation for that. Now, I've just spent the last 6 months looking at the apprenticeship system. And in a couple of weeks, I will report back with a review on the apprenticeship system. And it has been an eye-opener for me. Our current apprenticeship system delivers a huge amount of good to society, but it could do so much more. But the backbone of it is the FE college system, where we sit today. The backbone, in fact, of what I would consider to be our opportunity to grow more businesses is the FE college system. Thus, my participation in this program is because I think our FE colleges need to still step up again. Because it's an endless stepping up process that we're engaging. So over the next 2 hours, we're going to go through and we're going to give you a number of things. I'm going to start, and I'm going to talk about how you start your own business. After that, I'm going to share the stage with some other people who can talk a bit more about some of the other things that can be done inside the college framework, and I'm going to want your feedback as live participants in colleges. You are the customer of colleges as you sit here right now. You might not think of yourself as a customer, you probably think of yourself as a student. Well, we can deal with that. But one way or another, I'd like to thank Mr. Fallon for having joined us this morning. A round of applause for him, and then we will embark on